ballon, elle est bonne pour le monde. Le ballon, il y a plus de ambition pour le seigneur.
Yeah, we are back live on the air. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? You are now tuned into TWR, back from a long hiatus. What is going on with everybody? I am the host of TWR, D. Francis. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? We are back on the air officially as of today. Whew! It's been a long time since I've actually done this. So, you're going to have to bear with me on some things, man. TWR is now exclusively on NoLineRadio.com, man. I am the CEO of NoLineRadio, D. Francis. Man, it's been hot. It's been crazy. The summer is here. Well, actually, it's still spring, but the summer actually starts on June 21st. That's totally irrelevant right now, man, because we have excitement. We have the show back. We have just a bunch of new stuff right now, and I am so excited to be on the air. So excited to be back in your ears, coming through your speakers, man. For everybody that's tuning in to NoLine Radio, I appreciate all the love, man. You guys have given great support. A lot of cats been wanting to get the show back on the air. This is my, you know, gift in some senses. I guess I'm gonna say my present to everybody. I'm not gonna say that, but you know what it is. It's basically what it is. So, you know, thank you for everybody that's definitely giving me great support for the show TWR. It is back, and we on NoLine, man. We about to get this girl popping ice. So, man, I've been gone for a while, so a lot of things have changed in the landscape of music, especially locally here in the city of New Orleans, that's where we're based out of. And, you know, it's different. I mean, I'm happy, though. I mean, some things change, some things don't. You know, we got a lot of new casters doing music. Big shout out to them. Also, check out NoLine Radio. You know, we have an underground artist tab right on the page. If you look to your far right, it's going to be right there with every artist that's, you know, doing anything underground locally here in the city or just anywhere. So I suggest y'all take a good look at that tab, man. It's solid. You know, a lot of good cats, a lot of awesome cats. All right, man, but I mean, I'm just excited to be back on the air. I'm amped. You know, we got Spit Raw on the show, man. We definitely gonna have a talk with this cat. Cat dropped his album a couple months back. We're gonna have a serious talk with this dude. Man, we got nothing but music. You know, talk a little sports here and there, talk a little thing. You know, it's an exciting day, man. This is a super exciting day for me. I'm just amped to be right back on the show, giving y'all, you know, what I do, you know, for the people that actually listen. You know, it's like five of y'all. So for y'all five people that's listening, pound Kobe to you all. Anyways, though, just stop me talking and all of us BS, man. Let's just go ahead and jump into the mix. Let's check it out. Let's do our thing, man. Tiffy, go ahead and get us started right here. TWR, we are back live.
Quest boys in the streets.
Face with an uppercut, little mat, right, left, body shots, no coming back. That's the mind frame, and that's underhanded game. Where they play with open flames, but they buy in butane. Screaming like Liu Kang, but don't do a damn thing. I hold my energy, it's red popping through my energy. Brushing off the enemy like dogs, scratching for fleas. A gift from my heavenly father, don't be the martyr. Call me Sergeant Slaughter, cause I cobra plus the track. I let my spine recline and watch my thoughts stack. My chakra is a monster, King Kong couldn't conquer. Animated like Bonka, tastes like Willy Wonka. Dirty Mad Contra, Element is the sponsor. So why bother if all you bother is gossip? Call me John Cena, matter of fact, call me Goku. Charging through the game like a Bluetooth. It's true. It's Jay. It's Quest. Element. Never back forward, punch,
super combo,
quest up, match,
super combo,
take life in, charge and release, street fight with mics, our wars in the streets. Back forward, punch,
super combo,
quest up, match,
super combo,
take life in, charge and release, street fight with mics, our wars in the streets.
Okay, it's time for me to heat up. LeBron is cracked down, spitting, I'm pitching like Nolan Ryan. Life ain't a game, it could change over time. So I gotta go hard to the buzzer, my brother. Life's a bitch, but you can't get another. Yup, yup, I love her, but I still do some rubber. You gotta use your protection, cause one day you're here, then you're gone in a second. Life is a blessing, so I gotta live it. People think success is defined by a digit. Money ain't a thing, but I still spin it. Cause when a nigga die, the world keeps spinning. So I'm just in it, live it to my last. Our minds is combined by the cash in the ass. So we go to strip clubs to put cash in the ass. But they the only ones that be cashing your ass. So I get on beats, then I just pass. I know I'm the best, but I don't mean to brag. Life is a test, you last or you pass. I see the big picture, but I still let it flash. College wasn't me, I gotta keep it real. It don't take civics to know how to get a bill. Clinton, home bill advantage, I'm still clinching. But if the cards filed, I'm still in it, still winning. Keeping my lead, meet Quest and Double. Super Bowl teams, chilling backstage with some super cold things. Rocking big crowds, that's a super cold dream. Super combo, it's a super cold theme. A super condo, it's a super cold scene. Meet Quest and Dub, that's a super combo. Great Allen Pierce and Knight Rondo.
First verse, I'm armed till I'm on an island. My life's riding on the autobahn, on autopilot. Before I touch dirt, I'll kill y'all with kindness. I kill ya, my natural persona is much worse. You've been warned if you've been born or if you conform. Slap up a cop and then snatch him out of his uniform. Leaving with socks, hard bottoms, and bloomers on. And hanging by his balls from the horn of a unicorn. Y'all niggas intellect mad slow, y'all facts know. Claiming you banging, you flaming. Bet you could light your own cigarette with your asshole. Me and Shady dead at the pass, so that basically resurrected my cash flow. I might rap tight as the snatch of a fat dyke, though I ain't rap tight. My blood type's the 80s, my 90s was like the Navy, you was like the Brady's. You still fly kites daily.
Catch me in my Mercedes, bumping ice ice, baby screaming Shady till I die. Like I have a paradise, life's crazy, so I live it to the fullest till I'm Swayze and you only live it once. So I'm thinking about this nice, nice land, and wait, don't stop me now before I get on a roll. Let me tell you what this pretty little dame's name is, cause she's kinda famous. And I hope that I don't sound too heinous when I say this. Nicki Minaj, what I wanna stick my penis in your anus. You morons think that I'm a genius. Really, I belong inside a dang insane asylum. Cana tried them trailer parks crazy. I am back and I am razor sharp. Baby in this back with a capital B with an exclamation mark. Maybe you should listen when I put the linguistics. Cause when I rip this mystical slick shit, you don't wanna become another victim or statistic of this shit. Cause after I spit the bullets, I'ma treat these shell cakes like a soccer ball. I'ma kick the ballistics, so get
life in the fast lane, moving at the speed of life, and I can't slow down. Only got a gallon in the gas tank, but I'm on
euphoric, it's like I rap endorphins. I made a pact with the devil that says I let you take me, you let me take a shovel, dig up the corpse of Jack Kevorkian. Go back and forfeit more beef than you can pack or fork it. I'm living the life of the infinite enemy down. My tenement chimney now, the semi serenity pals, spin them around, entering in the vicinity.
Now it's calling him in, but he threw away the candy and ate the rap. I chewed him up and spitted him out. Girl, get it up, not kick it down. He's looking around this club and it looks like people are having a shit fit now. Yeah, little trailer trash, take a look who's back and tip the town. Did a sister start a motherfucker? Fuck them all, he's just a whole motherfucking wall. I'll kick it down every time he comes up with it round. And he came to the club tonight with 5'9 to hold this bitch down. Like a motherfucking chick in the water, he's trying to drip to drown. Shorty, when you dance, you got me captivated. Just by the way that you keep licking them dicks like a lips, I'm agitated, aggravated. To the point you don't suck my dick, then you're gonna get decapitated. Other words, you don't fucking give me head, then I'ma have to take
and
it.
And after taking that, I'ma catch your case, it's gonna be fascinating. This gon' say the whole rap game passed away on top of the affidavit. Graduated from master debater slash massive masturbator to Michael Jackson's activator. Meaning I'm on fire off the top, might wanna back up data. Rolling over hip hop in a verbal tractor trailer. Homie, they sick, you can normally ask a hater. Don't it make sense? It's these shell cases, it's just like a bag of paper dropped in the lap of a tax evader. Homie, they spit.
And I make that ass drop like a sack of potatoes. What girl on the cracker later? Percolator is party, be my penis ejaculator later. Tell your boyfriend that you just struck data. You're rolling with a player, you won't be exaggerating when you say it.
Living life in the fast lane. Moving at the speed of life, and I can't slow down. Only got a gallon in the gas tank. But I'm almost at the finish line, so I can't stop now.
Us too, boo. When I see you, saliva starts dripping in my words start tripping in the grip that I have on reality, starts slipping in my heart starts pittering. It sounds like pat. I wish that I could come over and tap you on the shoulder and take you to the cool side of things. Hell yeah, baby doll, with the lambs can't come. When I see you on the bar side, the words just run from my lips. Look at your hips, look at your physique. You so fine from behind, girl. I be scared to speak, but it's your mind that I find intriguing. What's up this evening? You so beautiful inside that I don't think they could beat, and that's a lie. But I'm gonna try not to melt like butter. I was meant to be your lover, but for now I just start.
I can't get these words out, baby, when you walk by. Girl, when I see you, I can't really help it. I'm
just stutter.
I got a few things to get off my mind. I just wanna fall out. The hell out, get these words out, but as can I go?
Stutter, I
got a few things to get on my mind.
I ain't never seen nothing like you in my life. Yeah, if I could find the words, I would ask you to be my baby. What the business is, maybe we can have some kids, maybe we can grow old together. Doc, come back in this bitch like shit, y'all. That sounds like resurrection because of my affection. I tend to talk like this, but if you kiss me on my cheek, I wouldn't speak with a lip. Then you can wipe off your face because it's filled with my spit. I stutter, all of my words, verb slurred. I prefer words that would make me sound just like a pill. So you can run up on my curb and say, hey, big daddy, then we can get married and jump off in my caddy and barrel.
I can get these words out, baby, when you walk by. Girl, when I see you, I can really help it. I'm
sweet.
I got a few things to get on my mind. I just wanna fall out, show the hell out, get these words out, but instead I go. I got a few things to get on my mind. I can get these words out, baby, when you walk by. Girl, when I see you, I can really help it, I'm speechless.
Get on my mind. I'm so much love. 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 Yeah, man, y'all just heard the mix right here on TWR. We back on the air. D. Francis, host of TWR, CEO of Northline Radio, man. Y'all just heard my dog Niffy do his thing with Super Combo. Y'all go download that off the Climax, man, with J Double, you know, Quest, Element Movement. We'll be talking to Spit Raw Element Movement later on in the show, so y'all stay tuned for that. Y'all just heard Fastlane with Royce and Eminem. Joint's gonna be hot. Can't wait till they go ahead and drop that epic CD in July. The EP will drop. It's gonna be hot. Y'all get ready for that one. And y'all heard David Banner with Night Wonder, and that was Stutter. That's off of the Death of the Pop Star LP. Y'all should go cop that as well, man. And it just feels so freaking good to be back on. So I just want to touch on a couple of things. And this goes out to all the people that, you know, bet against me when it comes to sports. Okay, so I am a betting person. A lot of people know that. I don't mind losing money here and there. I don't mind, you know, taking a risk, so to speak, when it comes to certain things. But sports is one of those things where either you know it or you don't. And a lot of fan jumpers, bandwagoners, you know, however you want to explain these guys, like to bet against me for some reason. And I rarely lose come playoff times when it comes to bets. Now, disregarding the Steelers-Packers Super Bowl, which was like the wackest, worst Super Bowl I've ever seen in my life, you know. Congratulations to Green Bay Packer fans. You guys are going to get your asses kicked by the Saints at the beginning of the year if we even have a football NFL league as well. But for the people who bet me that the Miami Heat would lose to the Chicago Bulls, yeah, I hope. For the love of God, you guys still have money when the Dallas series comes around. I just really, really hope so, because of you guys, I'm going to collect $150 from a lot of cats. And that's cool, because at the end of the day, I'm broke. I don't have no money. But when it comes to certain bets that I will make, nigga, I will make these bets on you cats, because I feel like I know a little bit more than what you know. I mean, not taking anything away from your knowledge of the games or sports, it's just certain things are just inevitable. LeBron James and the Miami Heat are going to go to the finals and more than likely are going to win the championship this year. Stop hating on that, man. Get off that boy's ball sacks. Just go put your crown on, get your number 6 jersey, shut the fuck up, and enjoy. That's the best play in the world. God. But anyways, though, moving off of that crap, it is good to be back on the air. It's good to finally be, you know, back doing the radio show, getting everything situated, trying to get back, you know, status, I guess, in some speaks, you know. Like I said, to the 5 people that's listening, konnichiwa to you guys. We will be also back on the podcast joints. If y'all don't remember, it's TigerWoodsRadio.podomatic.com. I had to say that even though the show is actually named TWR, you know, abbreviated. I'm going WWE now. I don't need to say what the whole thing means, because by now, a lot of people should know what the whole freaking thing means. But, basically, this is a new turn. This is a new show, I guess, in some senses. Still going to be promoting a lot of cats. Going to do a lot of things musically different. Got some new segments for y'all. Get ready for that. And it's just going to be, you know, same nigga. I mean, ain't really much that much changed about me except the persona and, you know, the fact that now I have my own radio server. That is COVID. Oh, and get ready. Y'all going to hear a lot of that, too. Kobe, that is the word of the year for me. You know, if you don't know what Kobe means, it means awful, cool, great. Dave Chappelle coined it, I labeled it. You know, so you might owe that nigga 5 cents, but you're gonna owe me a quarter. So it's all good, everything is great. If you wanna try to send us some music, send us, you know, if you got a promotion to show, just go to nolineradio@gmail.com. You know, send us whatever you need to send us, man. We're going to take care of it. We're going to put it on the site, nolineradio.com, as you already all on. You know, like I said, I'm just amped right now. So if I'm just talking fast and just randomly blurting out dumb shit, it's just because I'm excited. I'm happy to finally be back doing this. I mean, it's been a while. You know, we've had a couple of spinoffs here and there in my life, and I've had a couple. I will acknowledge those. But, I mean, there's nothing that's actually like TWR, and I'm just happy to finally be back on it and doing some things. I have a lot of interesting interviews coming up with cats in the very near future, and a lot of you people might be surprised when you actually hear the names that are going to be, you know, put out there every week, you know, because I'm not going to schedule out where you can see who's gonna be on. I'm just gonna let you know midweek what's going on. If you follow me on Twitter, Mind of B Francis on Twitter. I'm thinking about changing that to something else too, to I guess better benefit and coin the show, but whatever, we'll see what happens. And on Facebook, just go to facebook.com/MindofDFrancis. And, you know, fuck with me on Facebook. You actually have to add me as a friend to see anything that I'm fucking doing. If I don't know you, you know what I'm saying? Just you know, hey D, you know, hey, I heard about the No Line Radio joint, you know, yada yada yada, yada yada yada, you know. And that's how it is. When we come back, I need to talk about some of y'all niggas on Twitter that get mad if a nigga don't follow y'all. That is like some of the most unprofessional, bitch, I'm not in a relationship with you. Why should you give a fuck if I follow you or not? But I talk about that when we come back on the air, man. Y'all go ahead and listen to this mix. TWR, we'll be back.
I've come too far to turn back now. And time's been hard and I've been down. But in my eyes I see the sun. And so I run.
Escalators of the culture, chisel in the house, just consider this a sculpture. Mike's day be recorded in the basement. Maybe it's the hunger, but I promise I can taste it. Baby, this the jungle, but we like to call it Jackson. Wanna see the world, but don't ever lose my accent. 97 Central at the Grammys with the black tent. Smelling like curl fresh Polo in my hat bin. Got common sense and great sense of fashion. Bringing you the real, no scripts, no acting. Do it from the heart, so no matter the reaction, I'ma treat every line like it's my last one. Yeah, I wanna hit play. Plus I wanna impact. God gave me so much, now I wanna give back. And if you just rap, you probably never get that. You never get that, you would never get that.
I've come too far to turn back now. And time's been hard and I've been down. But in my eyes I see the sun. And so I run and run and run.
First I dropped the birth, she dropped the skirt. Sick of the world holding back, something's gotta work. I tried the 9-to-5 grind for a while now. Guess I gotta flip the system, so I'm heading downtown. Reporting live from your speakers and surround sound. They wanna see me drop the ball, hear the countdown. They chowing down on the rumors. See them people thrive on the lies, we are blind to them losers. Old ladies love me, I'm frying to them cougars. Gemini's mind, I'm designed to maneuver. Strive with the pride of the lion and shooter. No side mirrors, got my eyes on the future. Eunice is cool, but I'm trying to move mountains. 7 years deep in the game, but who's counting? Chiseled on ball, but it keep the world bouncing. Everybody's looking for the one where you found him.
I've come too far to turn back now. And time's been hard and I've been down. But in my eyes I see the sun. And so I run and run and run. I've come too far to turn back now. And time's been hard and I've been down. But in my eyes I see the sun. And so I run and run and run.
My head hurting, my breath funk, it is how I'm living. No fat farm, my pocket sitting on Russell Slimmin. I'm bright skinned, but I'm still not a pretty boy. The girls love me though, even in your city, boy. I take an aspirin, I brush my teeth, then do a show. I'm good now, way better than 5 bars ago. I hate how most of the rappers in my state is locked up. When they come home, they gon' say, when this dude popped up. Louisiana rolling. It's time to make the whole U.S. see like a Trojan. And I done told them that they gon' need protection. Cause ain't no more passing no me. Straight interceptions. I'm teaching lessons like I was back in the classroom. First rule, don't look at your competition. Look past them. I'ma smash them. You can ask them. Feel a passion. Cause right now I'm feeling like
it's my turn.
Yeah. Most of these other dudes suck. Call me what you want. You think I really give a people know I ain't no thug or no gangster, but all the gangsters is telling me hold it down like an anchor. When I'm with cousin at Polk City, big chillin', holler when you see me eating on that Southern classic chicken. When you catch me in Lafayette with the Kobe, we probably at you will when you see me acting like you know me. Baton Rouge, catch me all the time. Just like I was they own. Jigga City be holding me down, down. They say home is where the hate is, but the only hate I get is from people that's jealous. Had to go acapella. 985-225-504-318-337. Yeah, they know, yeah, they know. I made it cool to bump Wayne, Boosie, and D1. And the battle's only begun. Let's go.
It's my turn.
Yeah, man. Check your watch, you know what time it is. Sick of people talking about Katrina. I got a whole city ready to fight her. So have you seen her? Mr. Officer told me I ran a red light. That light was yellow. You crooked fellow. You saw me jello. Don't tell me hello. Don't try to search my whip. Just write your ticket and dip. Cause I'ma get it pulled anyway. Don't get mad cause I got that plug. East Coast, West Coast got that love. If Tupac and Lauryn Hill were married, I would be their son. And that ain't rhyme, but it's my time, so I don't care, son. I've been grinding way before I had all of this hair, son. I done been overlooked, caged up, boxed in. 10 times the tally, but they still say, not him. Man, my resume is self-explanatory. You ain't gotta like it, but hand it to me. I'm out, yeah.
It's my turn.
Y'all just heard Fifth Child. Y'all go check out this new album, man. Fifthchildmusic.bandcamp.com. Go cop the album, man. It is free, it's hot, and it's self-titled. So go get that. And y'all heard D1, It's My Turn. That's all for I Hope They Hear Me, mixtape volume 2. The man is doing his thing. Big shout out to D1. Big time support. I think that dude has had more interviews on TWR than anybody else that I can think of off the top of my head. But anyways, dude. All right, so what I was saying before we got off air is about you niggas on Twitter bitching about me not following you. Okay, so I have a couple of followers. I don't know how the hell I got them. I mean, people just follow me for, I say some random dumb stuff sometimes. And you know, people follow me and whatever. But the shit that
aggravates me the most from some of you characters is the fact that when you follow me, I don't know that you're following me, okay? So when you talk to me in person and you're like, man, D, I've been following you for a month and you never follow back. Well, you haven't acknowledged the fact that I even know about you following me. Nor do I really give a shit because I'm looking at you in person. So it shouldn't really matter in the first place anyway when you have my cell phone number. But for the fact that some of you sensitive niggas are mad that I don't follow y'all, y'all niggas need to grow the fuck up. Really? Like, dude, y'all driving me on that. It's Twitter. That's all it is. It's Twitter. Nigga, because I don't care what you say in your timeline. Basically, I don't understand why people follow me. I say some of the ridiculous shit I've ever said in my life sometimes. Yesterday, I went off on Russell Westbrook for an hour, just randomly. But anyways, though, with that being said, I'm going to bring in the feature guest for the day, and he could actually kind of vouch for me on this, too. We got Spit Raw on the show. Spit Raw, what's going on, man?
What's good? What's good?
Everything good. All right, so let me ask you this. All right, so this it's not a Twitter epidemic, but it's almost to an extent that a lot of people are extremely sensitive if you don't follow them on Twitter. They will follow you and really go through the ends of the earth. Hey, why won't you follow me? Hey, why did you stop following me? Now, I don't want to say no names because it's actually four people that actually have done this to me on Twitter, but I'm not going to say the names, but they know exactly who they are. What is your take about this? Hey, man, follow me on Twitter, man. Please follow me. Check me out, dog. I'm following you. You should return the favor. What is your take on that?
Man, look. I kind of got the same views on it as you do and me and shit. I got over 1,200 followers and shit. But, I mean, I'm only following probably about, what, 6-something maybe. No, I might be following about 8. But, that shit be boring when you be following niggas and shit like don't even really give a fuck about them. Like, I be trying to cut shit out or whatever, cut people out of my timeline and stuff like that. So, I mean, if you don't talk, I just cut you out.
Right.
But, I mean, it's just Twitter to an extent. Like, I had this conversation with somebody before. Like, it depends on who you're talking about when you say it's just Twitter. Like, if there's a nigga that you don't know, like, at all, then yeah, it's just Twitter. But, like, if it's your fucking family, your blood, or something like that, and you don't follow them or something, it's like, you gotta take that personal or whatever. But, I mean, it's, like, at the end of the day, it's just the internet, nigga. I mean, grow some balls, get some pussy, and, like, just be you. Like, do you, nigga. Fuck, why you worried about why I can't see what you saying? Like,
right, and I think that it's a tough thing because it's like I am prone to not follow. I'm known for not following a lot of people, but have a lot of followers. Now, like I said, I don't know how the hell I got those followers. I don't understand why people even give a shit what I say on a regular basis. But some people actually do give a shit what I say. And the fact that I follow maybe 102 people off top of my head, and either I know them, I'm acquainted with them in some way, shape, or form, and that's it. You know, besides the two artists I follow, which are Joe Budden and Royce the 5'9", that's it. Everybody else I know in my, you know what I'm saying, I know, like, through some type of avenue. And it just amazes me how niggas really come at your throat if you don't follow them on Twitter. Like, nigga, you don't support me. Nigga, you are not my friend. That is crazy to me in some senses.
I feel you. Like, I really want to, like, I'm not even much saying that I'm about to do this. Like, but, like I said, I got about 800 people that I'm following, but I'm about to chop that shit, like, as much as possible. I'm trying to get down to a lower number because it's like, my timeline be full of bullshit sometimes, and sometimes it just be just shit that I don't even really care about. Like, we kind of got the same style of tweeting or whatever to an extent. Like, basically, we just say the most ignorant, dumbest shit sometimes, and like we can't be intelligent at times, and this and that. So it's like I don't even understand why people follow either one of us sometimes. We both are idiots.
Well, see, that's the most honest thing that I've heard because, like I said, like I mean, don't get me wrong. I have seen some of the spit raw wasted tweets, which is an epic trending topic. You know what I'm saying? On certain nights, depending on where you work and all, when you just out just effed up. And you know, myself, I'm epically known for just randomly just going off about either some personal shit or just some shit that I just can't stand. And, you know, I mean, it's nothing personal to anybody else if I don't follow you. If you follow me, you know, if I know you or we've acquainted or talked some type of way or you benefit me or I benefit you in some way, I will follow back. But for niggas that cry about it and make it known that you don't follow them on Twitter, it's fucking crazy to me. It's ouch. I don't get it.
Yeah, like, no homo, but that's like a fucking turn off. Like, man, I don't even give a fuck, man. Fuck that shit. It's like, man, if you on Twitter or whatever, Twitter is for networking. I mean, it doesn't matter if I don't follow you. I'm a fucking artist. Like, if you a rapper and I'm a rapper and you follow me and I don't follow you, like, why are you getting so fucking dick hurt about it, nigga? Like, seriously, you should be looking for fans that are not rappers. Like, seriously, like, nigga, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, why are you worried about me following? Like, I can understand if you want support from your fellow peers in this rap game and shit like that, but, like, if it's just a regular person or whatever, then, nigga, you need to just go and sit, get some ass, and go get some people all wasted one day. Like, you just right, need to have that in your life, like.
Because in some senses, it's almost like, oh my God, Spit Raw won't follow me back. You know what? I'm never going to download his fucking music again. I'm never just going to follow him anymore. He doesn't want to follow. Like, that shit is crazy to me, dude. Like, come on, bro. You are not my woman. Like, I like, you know, my girl, you know what I'm saying? She should have that type of status. But, nigga, for you to go on Twitter and cry about it, why don't niggas follow me? Like, you know, really? Like, I don't know, son. That's just me, though. But
even females want space, bro. Isn't that a relationship? Like, why we gotta be together all the time?
Oh, God, man. All right, man. TWR, we rocking out with Spit Raw. Featured guest right here on the show, man. Element Movement's own, you know, local ass-kicking bouncer, mean rapper.
Go DJ.
Avenue
Drunk. I'm all over the place, man.
Right. You know what I'm saying? HUD affiliated. Shout out to the HUD Studios. We gonna sit down and talk with Spit Raw more into the music in just a second. We're gonna go ahead and jump into some more music right here on TWR. When we come back, we will have Spit Raw, and we're gonna go ahead and dive into this man's music, and we just gonna chop it up like we do. You know how it is. TWR, we'll be right back.
We can't be lovers,
we can't be friends.
We can't be lovers, we can't be friends. I'm sorry, but this is where the relationship ends. It's too late for sorries, too late to apologize. You thought I was chasing hoes, but I was really chasing dollar signs. We can't be lovers, we can't be friends. I'm sorry, but this is where the relationship ends. It's too late for sorries, too late to apologize. You thought I was chasing hoes, but I was really chasing dollar signs. We started off cool, everything was gravy. We both had dreams of going half on a baby, maybe. This was just a test for the both of us. We used to go get lunch, then we stop and get a frozen cup. At one point I wish we could have those days back, but I cannot backtrack, cause there's no point in that. In fact, it's not that I don't love you anymore. We used to argue every day and couldn't remember what we was fighting for. Honestly, you really were the best I ever had, but the scars on my heart don't remind me of that. You didn't like what I did, didn't like where I went, but rapping was my dream and you didn't give a shit whether I succeeded or if I was to shine. I wasn't fucking hoes, I was on my grind, working two jobs, barely getting sleep. We drifted apart and our hearts just grew weak. We can't be lovers, we can't be friends. I'm sorry, but this is where the relationship ends. It's too late for sorries, Too late to apologize. You thought I was chasing hoes, but I was really chasing dollar signs. We can't be lovers, we can't be friends. I'm sorry, but this is where the relationship ends. It's too late for sorry, it's too late to apologize. You thought I was chasing hoes, but I was really chasing dollar signs. Time and time again, we used to argue over bullshit. And I neglected you cause I was young, dumb, and foolish. Nope, I never cheated. Yes, I was tempted, but all I was looking for was someone to have a little interest. Cause I was always lonely, though we shared the same bed. But it felt like a casket cause the relationship was dead. So I turned to music cause I knew she'd never leave me. Time heals wounds, music helped to slow the bleeding. I'm only human being, so that's when I started cheating. Licking on a treble clef until she started screaming. Gripping on a waistline, she grinding on my baseline. The neighbors know my name cause they heard it through the grapevine. We can't be lovers, we can't be friends. I'm sorry, but this is where the relationship ends. It's too late for sorry, too late to apologize. You thought I was chasing hoes, but I was really chasing dollar signs. We can't be lovers, we can't be friends. I'm sorry, but this is where the relationship ends. It's too late for sorry, it's too late to apologize. You thought I was chasing hoes, but I was really chasing dollar signs.
All right, we are back. TWR live on the air. All right, we got Spit Raw, like I said, man. Sitting up here talking, chopping it up with the man. All right, so, Spit. All right, got the album out. Got some downloads. It's on SoundCloud.com/Spit Raw. I mean, a lot of cats definitely. I mean, it's been a while since I actually done the whole interview with the artist thing, so you got to bear with me. Some things are going to sound pretty much random at best, but I'm just giving you fair warning right now. You know, it's been a while.
It's whatever, sir.
That's what's up, man. All right, so talk to us about the album, man. How did it come up? What made you want to push it out, man? Go ahead and give us the insights on the LP. All
right, man. For real, like, I was always inclined to just say, you know what, do the best that you can do with everything that you can, like, for real. So, I was, like, stuck in this decision process of whether I should drop a mixtape or an album. And a lot of people kept telling me that, you know what, you need to get your feet wet and just go ahead and just do the mixtape and this and that. And I was like, it just didn't feel right to do a mixtape. Like, I felt like if I'm putting my heart into this, into my music, then the album was the avenue that I should take because the album is more personal than the mixtape. And then on top of that, you plan on marketing yourself, you plan on selling yourself. So doing the album was, it just seemed more feasible of a feat for me to do. Like, it just seemed like it was it seemed like the avenue that I needed to take. I even spoke on it, like, in the album. I even said, like, niggas keep saying I should drop a mixtape and shit, and I should do, like, 20 mixtapes before I drop my album. Like, I'm confused, and this is, like, that's what I said on the poem. Like, it's really because I'm stuck inside of my own mind trying to figure out what I need to do for myself. And I don't like listening to other people's opinions too much because opinions are like assholes and mine smells better. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, fuck. I don't give a fuck about your opinion too much because I gotta deal with my own opinion at the time. I gotta deal with my own thoughts. So why would I be stuck worried about yours? Like, if yours sounds like it's an opinion, then yeah, okay, well, I'm gonna listen to it, or I'm going to take your advice or whatever, but my mom and my dad raised me, I didn't really have my dad too much raised me, my mom raised me pretty good, my grandparents, they picked up and everything like that, and then at the same time, God gave me a mind to think of myself, so if I ask for your opinion, then give me your opinion. Don't fucking give me your opinion. Like, I'll take your opinion if I want it, niggas. Like, I'm not gonna ask you for it. Have it. I'm gonna just take your shit.
Right.
That's the way I feel about it.
Man, this dude really just said that. And I don't know if y'all were listening close. I was listening close because I heard that. Dude said that opinions are like assholes and mine smells better. I'm gonna have to use that, like, on a random occasion.
page. like on some serious stuff. Like that is a solid punchline in my opinion. It is. It makes perfect sense because I would you guys think about
it.
Yeah, I mean,
if you want a toilet, like when you go, you need to go take a shit. Like, I mean, you can stand and tolerate your own shit to an extent for the most part. Like, they have a time when you sit in a toilet, like, hey, fuck, man, that shit stinks, but fuck.
Right.
But like, if somebody else will take a shit, then you have to go follow behind them. Like, nigga, that shit is atrocious. You can tolerate your own shit better than you can tolerate anybody else's. I mean, and that's how my opinion, like, that's my opinion on opinion.
Right.
Like, I can tolerate my own opinion, but sometimes I just can't tolerate other niggas' shit because other niggas aren't me.
Hey, man, y'all that's what's up, dude. Because I'm sitting up here thinking about it right now. I'm like, oh, man, boy, the meaning behind that is just, it's like right on point. I'm like, oh. Now that I think about it, you know, my it's like that. You know, I understand that fully, man. That's what's up. All right, so we rocking out with Spit Rock. All right, so talking about the album. The album's called Lost and Found. Let me ask you this. The title actually is, like, most titles when you check out most artists, you know, whether it's pinning on, you know, self-titled, you know, they always have a meaning to their title. And I'm listening to, you know, Lost and Found, and it seems like, in a sense, you know, like you were saying before, you were lost inside your mind and found. What derived the title name, and what made you want to go with that instead of, you know, just the ain't, you know, the diary of Spit Wrong, bitch, I'll shoot you or some shit like that. I don't know. Just...
The titles, I'm the type of person where I like to map stuff out. Like, I actually have my progression of albums already titled. Like, and I haven't even recorded a song yet for anything after Lost and Found.
Really? But you got the title name, though.
I got the titles already. And, like, I even do that with my songs. Like if I get a beat, I'll even listen to what the beat says, and I'll make the title of the beat, like, be the title of the song, or wherever I go, like, as far as how the song comes about, like, in actual hook on it or whatever, like, all that plays into the title, and, like, sometimes I even have the titles for the songs before I'm even finish recording them, so, I mean, that's just how I map stuff out. And as far as Lost and Found goes, Lost and Found just happened to fit perfectly because I had the title already, and like I had no clue that there was a Lost and Found album by Will Smith or whatever. Like, it was brought to my attention after the fact.
Right.
But like I said, I'm the type of person where I really don't give a fuck about your opinion unless it's valuable. And since I already had that title in my mind, and I'm gonna run with it. Like, look, that's not gonna deter me from doing my album at Lost and Found just because Will Smith did it.
Well, I mean, when you think about it, I mean, it shouldn't, because if you really want to know the truth, I mean, a lot of people know this. KRS had an album called The Blueprint. Jay-Z goes around and drops a series of blueprints. So, I mean, it shouldn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm still an individual, and Lost and Found is still my baby. Like, artists need to really think about that. Like, when you drop an album, it's your baby. You want to watch it grow. And at the same time, while watching it grow, you have different people that's going to step inside of his life, and you're going to have different people that be like, yeah, man, like, this is nice. Like, this is your child. Like, this is what you brought up. So, I mean, it's going to represent you to the fullest, because this is your child. This is the clone of your heart. You're going to watch it grow.
And that actually puts a lot of perspective into a lot of people's music, because I don't think, you know, when you look at a lot of mixtapes and a lot of CDs that's actually getting put out there, you know, a lot of cats don't seem to be actually putting their all in their music, you know. So, I mean, to hear something with a fresh
with a fresh feel, you know, that, you know, your heart and soul is being put into this and everything. It actually is a breath of fresh air to a lot of artists who actually do listen to, you know, people that actually put their music into things. And I think that's the something that has been missing from, you know, just hip-hop in general, you know, music itself. And, I mean, it's good to see that, you know, artists like yourself is still running with that type of vibe, man, because a lot of cats just don't do it anymore. They just seem to put out whatever can get them heard as soon as possible, you know, without thinking about the thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of cats is like,
TWR, man. All right, so check it out. We're going to go ahead and jump into a couple songs from Spit Raw off of the album Lost and Found. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Element movement with Spit Raw, talk about a couple other things, see what's going on with him, what's coming up for him in his future that's endeavoring on, and see about if he actually had the sneaker nigga behind some music one day. I don't know. We're going to find out when we come back. TWR, man, y'all stay tuned.
Yeah. Trying to figure out what I'm about to get into tonight. It's 10 o'clock in the morning. Just getting off and shit. You know what I'm talking about?
It's a motherfucking party.
Nah, it's a celebration.
Everybody grab a car,
let's get spit from a race.
Can't feel my face. Vision getting blurry doesn't help. I'm the biggest. It's 11 in the morning. It's a motherfucking party.
Nah, it's a celebration.
Everybody grab a car,
let's get spit from a race.
Can't feel my face. Vision getting blurry, doesn't help, I've been drinking since 11 in the morning. Half by 10, gotta get it in, gotta make a stop, gotta cop in, gotta get lifted, might get crowned. I'm trying to get drunk before the sun goes down. Can't feel my face, bitch, I'm so wasted. High so low, nigga, looking like an Asian. Fuck drinking at the bar, nigga, trying to save money. I can count a six pack for the same price. Cause I'm wrong, fucking party, time to get wasted. Don't smoke weed, but I'm higher than a spaceship. That I don't even know, so you better cuff your hoe. Cause she grinding on my pole. 6 minutes past eight, can't feel my face. Pop a pour another cup of that Buffalo Trace. No ice in my glass, and I don't need a chase. Getting drunk was a race, I would stay in first place. It's a motherfucking party.
Nah, it's a celebration.
Everybody grab a cup, let's get spit, bro. Race. Can't feel my face. Vision getting blurry doesn't help. I've been drinking since 11 in the morning. It's a motherfucking party.
Nah, it's a celebration.
Everybody grab a cup, let's get spit, bro. Can't feel my face. Vision getting blurry doesn't help. I've been drinking since 11 in the morning. Tipping points the next stop. I don't need a chauffeur. I drive better drunk, so I stay sober. Drink 24/7. Only in the NOLA where alcohol sells it. Four in the morning. Where's the checkpoint? That's all I need to know, bro. Cause pigs will pull you over just so they can meet the quota. I choose around wise. They could be around the corner. They know I'm fucking drunk. Alcohol is my aroma. Drinking Hen in Arizona.
Wait, Hen in Arizona?
Yes, Hen in Arizona. Hen is in my
usage of words. Silly ass niggas, Phineas and Ferb, Quest and Spit Raw, two turds of a kind. Shitting on a track, diarrhea of the mind. Grinding like a caterpillar, trying to fucking elephant. Stinking ass flow, bitch, your shit is irrelevant. I lay back in a Maybach, get head from your mammy. Half of y'all love me, the other can't stand me. I'm an asshole, don't like it? Fuck ya. I put the squeeze on niggas and make them cut the mustard. I stay spitting rhymes, niggas call me Buster. And with your wrinkled pussy, I can't be your lover. You would swear that I was loaded, cause I'm higher than the crime rate. Beating on my chest like a motherfucking primate. Hoes out your built like a stretch forward focus. Nigga subtweet every day on some ho shit. So what's the trending topic? Nigga don't care. Fuck your life, fuck your thoughts, and fuck your foursquare. Fuck your MySpace, and fuck your Facebook. The bottom of my shoes and doodles how your face look.
Ugh. What's the trending topic? What's the trending topic? What's the trending topic? I say what's the trending topic? What's the trending topic? What's the trending topic? What's your trending topic? What's your trending topic? What's the trending topic? What's the trending topic? What's the trending topic? Number, what's the trending topic? What's the trending topic? What's the trending topic? Hashtag.
Your breath smells like woo-ha. No Buster Rhymes. Hey, females that look like pennies claiming that they look like dimes. Hot damn Quest, homie, that was kinda harsh. So is your mom having you? She played a part. Don't subtweet and hide your hand. And in public and sting your hand. No, sir, I'm not the man. I'll chop you up, freeze you in the freezer. Tell your fam that you went on a retreat with Eddie Long. He brought his high to catch a predator. DVD season, bitch, give me a reason. I'll some shady Marjo Mathers, your whole family line at your family gathering. Oh my god, Becky, I think Quest is going nuts. You gon' test me, then shut the fuck up. Play with me, you get dealt with. Harris cards, number sign. I could give a fuck less about your thoughts. And if I gave a fuck, I'd definitely act like it. By the way, my name's Quest. Here's my dick. Bite it.
What's the trending topic? What's the trending topic? What's the trending topic? I say, what's the trending topic? What's the trending topic? What's the trending topic? What's your trending topic?
What's your trending topic?
What's the trending topic? What's the trending topic? What's the trending topic? Number, what's the trending topic? What's the trending topic? What's the trending topic? Hashtag, what's the trending topic?
Alright, yo, we are back. TWR back live, man. Alright, so y'all just heard Spit Raw Wasted, and y'all heard the joint trending topic off of Lost and Found. We still rocking out with Spit Raw. Spit Raw still with us. Back to the album, man. Alright, so trending topic, hot joint. Basically, for niggas who don't know, if you don't follow Twitter, you will not understand the common concept of trending topic. And Spit Raw Wasted is basically, you know, what you are notoriously known for. And some of the greatest drunk rants on Twitter that I've ever seen in my life, man. But to touch base a little bit more on the album, man, dude. Just hearing everything and how the sound is and everything, it sounds like, you know, basically, like you said, this is a walk through your life, man. What other, you know, meanings that this album actually stands out for you?
Like I was talking about earlier, the album itself is an extension of me. And the crazy thing about the album was a lot of people knew what my struggle was with the album, as far as losing half of the album, half of the material. I lost beats, I lost verses that were written on my old phone, all because I didn't back anything up and I wrote my whole album on my phone, and I spoke on that on one of my songs. So it really does come full circle for me, because the album's title is Lost and Found. Like, I actually lost my whole project, like. So, I mean, for me to go ahead and like, redo some of the songs that I knew that I really wanted to do, like, Cold World, that was for my brother. And when I wrote the song the first time, I loved it. Like, I didn't even finish. Like, I was finished writing it. I was at the point where all I needed to do was go and record the song. And I had the beat and everything. But with me losing my phone, it's like I had to go back and redo the whole song. And it didn't feel right at first. It took a lot for me to rewrite that, because there's a lot of feelings behind that. Like I said, it's dedicated to my brother. It's got some stuff that's dealing with how I was raised and everything, and the struggles that I went through with losing my mother, and like I said, he lost his father too. So I mean, it's a lot of meaning into that song, and for me to lose it and then have to go back and rewrite it, like I said, it took a whole lot of strength from me. And like I said, I came full circle with it. I had multiple album dates that basically I failed to drop on those dates, and I feel like I failed my fans. I feel like I failed by not doing what I promised I would do. And like I said, at the end of the day, I ended up persevering through all that bullshit and everything that was going on, whether it had been recording situations, whether it had been just trying to fall back and be humble and things like that. Like, at the end of the day, I persevered through it all, and I dropped a solid project in my eyes, and like I said, I hope everybody enjoys it.
That's what's up, man. Y'all don't know, Spit Raw, y'all can holler. We talking to them right now if you're just tuning in to NoLineRadio.com. Check us out, you know, we doing our thing. We with Spit Raw right here. Also, if you missed this, once again, like I said, the replay broadcast will be on TigerWoodsRadio.Podomatic.com. You need to go there and go to NoLineRadio.com. Check the tab to your far left at the very top. You will see TWR. Click it. Head to the podcast site and go ahead and check out this interview that we have with Spit Raw right here on TWR. All right, so the album is out, Lost and Found. If y'all want to hear it, y'all hit the soundcloud.com/Spit Raw. Or y'all can hit the ReverbNation.com/Spit Raw McGraw. Am I correct on that? I'm pretty sure. Or it's just Spit Raw.
That one is just Spit Raw. I'm trying to streamline all my accounts right now. The only one that was actually Spit Raw McGraw was MySpace, and I don't even promote that shit.
People still have a MySpace? You still got a MySpace account? Really?
I had one of those. I'm ashamed of it.
Ah, really?
Like, so, you know, it's funny, my MySpace music player was shut down like last year when I dropped the Exhibit Spit.
Uh-huh.
They shut my player down. And what's ironic about it is Exhibit Spit is on Exhibit C by J Electronica. And that's my motherfucking cousin. You need to tell me MySpace shouldn't let me because I use my cousin's beat.
Horrible. Well, you know, Jay got, had a copyright in the situation. You know, think about that. Right. You know what? You're not Jay Electronica, bro. But yeah, let me ask you this. Since you got a MySpace account, is it possible that Spit Raw has a Black Planet account? Hold up. Hit a beat. All right, anyways, though, is that true?
Nah, I ain't have a Black Planet account, man. I ain't getting a Black Planet account.
But did you used to have one? I'm pretty sure.
I never had one, sir.
I was
stuck in the Yahoo chat rooms and I was freestyle battling online and shit like that. I was doing all kind of shit. I wasn't in the Black Planet shit.
Well, at least you wasn't on the party line, because I know a lot of cats that used to hit the party line up hard.
Hey, don't bring up the party lines, man.
Oh, so you were one of those guys on the party line, really? Well, you one of those guys. One of those guys that be on a party. Yeah, what's up? You know what I'm saying? It's me. You know, yeah. Holler at me. Well, who you is?
Yeah, the fuck. Hey. Here's how part of that went. Yo, my name is such. I'm 6'3", 210 pounds.
Niggas
is like seriously embarrassing the truth and shit on the party line. It's just like I've
overheard
stories about party
line. Yeah, the epic directory. Boy. The probably the sexiest fat girls that you will ever hear in your life on the party line. Shout out to all the fat women out there. I have
Beyonce. Oh yeah,
well,
they look like
fetches. Oh man, we talking to Spit Raw right here on TWR, man. Alright, so a lot of cats have been hearing about Element Movement. A lot of cats know nothing about it. And it's kind of ironic because it kind of crosses paths with each other because cats hear about it but know absolutely nothing about it. So since you are a member of, you know, Element Movement, why don't you give us an inside take on what it is about, what is the purpose, what is the plan of Element Movement?
Element Movement, and I just had the same conversation with somebody else. Like, somebody else was asking, well, who is Element Movement? This and that, and I was like, well, Element Movement is such, like, it's these people. And they didn't understand what the whole concept behind it was, because all they thought was it was just a bunch of rappers or this and that. And there's a lot of artists on there.
That's why I'm asking you. We want to know what it's about. I mean, a lot of cats don't know. That's why we got you here, Big Dad. We got to clear this up.
I'm going to clear the air. Element Movement is an art company.
All right.
It is an art company. So don't get it twisted and just, okay, well, these niggas is painting. No, they're not painting, nigga. Fuck. Art is everything. Nigga, art is music. Art is life. Art is just everything that you can possibly do that's tangible.
Right.
Or that can be seen, heard, smelled, tasted, whatever. Like, that's art, everything. So, when I say it's an art company, it doesn't mean that we're just going to be doing finger paints and pastels and crochet and shit like that and sweaters and shit. Like, no, nigga. Like, it's got something to do with music, too.
Right.
So, Element Movement is a band of people that are like-minded, that want to do something with each life, like, as far as community-wise and stuff like that. So, I mean, we're going to be getting into doing a lot of stuff like community service type of work and stuff like that. And we're going to be trying to reach back and help the kids and do stuff, mentoring and stuff like that. And, you can hold me to it. I don't give a damn if that's not the mission, because 9 times out of 10, that is the mission, because I've talked with Quest, and we're like-minded people.
Right.
So, we are not about, like, straight-up violence. Like, even though I am, like, the enforcer of the group and shit, like, I'm the nigga that we're knocking it out, like.
The badass with the gold of heart. With the heart of gold.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm the most ferocious koala bear you will ever meet in your life. Like, nigga, I will rip your head off.
Oh, God.
But, yeah, like, Element Movement, that's my brothers, like, for real. Like, and everybody knows me. Like, I rep for my team hard. Like, regardless of what team it is. Like, I'm on so many different teams, like, to the point where, like, you really can't just shit on somebody anonymously and not have me knock you the hell out. Like, for real. Like, if you shit on anybody in Tiger Woods, then you might have a problem, because I fucks with Tiger Woods. Same thing that goes with Element Movement. Same thing goes with Us Studios. Same thing goes with... I'm with so many different people, like, for real. And I rep for them hard, because that's my people. That's my brothers. That's my sisters. That's my family. Like,
right.
Those are the people that supported me when nobody else would. Those are the people that support me and my own family would. So that's my family.
I feel that, man. Spit Rock, man. We diving in. We getting some good stuff right here. I'm telling y'all, TWR, man. If you didn't know, we touching on some bases. We getting a little personal, a little professional. You know, just giving you an insight of the mind of Spit Rock. Now, not the mind of D. Francis, because that's totally different. My mind is just ignorance. But anyways, though. Also, if y'all want to holler at Spit Raw, follow him on Twitter, twitter.com/SpitRaw. Like I said, if y'all want to send the emails to him.
I finally got a link for my Facebook. That's weird. Like, I was thinking, like, how the hell do people find people? Like, why everybody got Facebook.com/this? Like, where's mine, nigga? Like,
oh, so you still had the numbers, huh?
Facebook.com/SpitRock. Like, I finally got it. Like, they was cock blocking me. I had upward of 4,000 friends, and I kid you not, I knew like 95% of them personally in real life. Like, shook their hands, kissed their fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, I knew these people, like, for real.
Right.
This is, like, over the course of me and my life, like, from inception to, like, conception to inception, like, for...
So let me ask you this. You were one of those guys with the numbers on Facebook, with the, you know, you said facebook.com/8910, you know, *-24482, like one of my identification numbers and shit.
Yeah, that's like identification numbers or whatever. Like they just hadn't been inside of their preferences and chosen their Facebook name. But it was Facebook type blocked me and they kicked me off because, like I said, I'm an ignorant motherfucker and I like to rap people and talk about people and shit like that. It's fun. It's funny. Like, God has a sense of humor. And so if I make a joke about God, it's like, I know he's laughing.
Either that.
But I'm seriously, like, as far as, like how I got kicked off of Facebook, it was because I was ripping people. And for you people that are not from New Orleans, ripping is clowning, joking, jonesing, yeah, all that shit. Like, we call it ripping. So,
right.
Fuck them up.
Well, you know, even if you are ripping, you know, joking with God, I'm pretty sure when the rapture ever occurs, you know, now it's October 21st. Now, for all those who don't know, the rapture is the day that the world will cease to exist and we will all float to heaven to meet our makers. Some white guy is actually making a lot of money off these dumb motherfuckers, but that's totally irrelevant. But whenever the rapture comes, I'm pretty sure you can have that conversation with God. Well, you know, I was just messing with you, Lord. You know, I love you, you know. You just tell him that in person, you know, whenever that happens.
Well, he already knows that, son. Like, I don't need to go up there and explain myself to him. Like, he knows my heart. He knows everything. He knows all. So, like, if I made a joke and it was off color or whatever, whatever, nigga. It's like, I mean, it's a joke.
I
feel like this. I can take a joke, but you can too.
Well, I'm glad you feel it.
God never struck me down with lightning from you saying nothing.
Well, like I said,
you know,
yeah, I got you.
And you know what? Not saying that much, but it's funny. Like,
go ahead.
Joke. It's Twitter. Nigga, stop being a little bitch.
Well, it's...
Songs on backwards, covering your ass and pussying out. Like, you really like doing some almost shit.
Well, a lot of cats gonna still stay on that, but I'm glad you feel that way about the God thing, because I'm pretty sure when I do have to meet my maker, regardless of how much he knows about me, I still feel like I got a bunch of explaining to do. That's just me. I mean, I don't know.
It was like you going up there with
clip
notes and stuff, like, hey, seriously, God, on November 21st, 1985? Yeah, God, look, I really didn't mean that. I was just going through some stuff.
Right, you know what I mean? Just basically. Alright, so when I curse this chick out, basically, you know the situation, but she should have did that shit because I was just angry that day.
You know, I should have been strong. God, I should have been strong. I should have just listened to you and I should have turned around and walked away. But I mean, like I said, bro, God knows your heart, so man, it is what it is. He knew what you wanted to do. He knew you wanted to snap the shit out of it, but
right, you know, it's horrible, man.
You just weren't strong enough to not do it.
Yeah, but that's actually the good thing, because, you know, that's pressing charges and, you know, lawsuits. But TWR rocking out with Spit Raw right here on NoLineRadio.com. All right, so I got this question that I wanted to ask now. Started last week as I thought it was a joke. I mean, I really did. And now it's a phenomenon, and I don't understand this. And for those who don't know, whenever you get an opportunity to go to YouTube, I want you to Google Mr. Ghetto Walmart. Now, Spit, I gotta ask you this, I think it's one of the greatest songs ever made in history, and I mean that from a clear sarcastic perspective, because people will sometimes take me seriously because I will tweet the actual verses to the song because they are hilarious to me, and it took a lot of balls to go in an actual Walmart to shoot that video. I wanted to get your take on the Mr. Ghetto Walmart joint and its epicness and bask in its glory.
This question right here, nigga. Nah. Like, honestly, I haven't even watched the video.
I'm gonna
be straight up honest with you. I haven't even watched the video.
You are missing out.
I've heard enough about it to where it felt like I have watched the video.
You need to watch it. You need to watch it for educational purposes, man. You need to watch it for education. This is the whole the whole point of that video is what not to do as an artist. Plain and simple. You need to watch that video. That will be if there was a hip hop high school right now, that is like the test question of the year, man. What do you not do as a hip hop artist? You don't go into Walmart with a bunch of bad big ass bitches and shake their ass in a public environment where you could get fucking arrested and sued. I'm telling you, you need to watch it.
Hey, like I was talking to somebody else and said, man, I'll watch it if somebody re-uploads it and puts it as like fucking stockbroking tips 101 or some shit like that. Like, I don't want to give them glory or give them any views or anything like that. I don't even want to contribute to that magnificent coonery, the coontastic behavior. Like, I don't want to even, I don't want to be a part of that. Like, upload it or something else so I can see it and be shot. Like, Two Girls, One Cup or some shit. Like,
I'm telling you, the song is gold.
Hey, I'm gonna wait till I see it on TV, sir.
Hey, don't be surprised. You might actually catch it on your TV soon.
Nigga, I might hear that shit in the club, nigga.
If you watch Taj.0, you might see it on there very soon because it made his blog site, and I'm pretty sure it's gonna make it show very soon. For the ladies who don't know, if you got that Louisiana, because he didn't say Louisiana, if you got that Louisiana purchase card, you are doing big things in the city of New Orleans.
No. They probably had people pulling out all kind of cars, pulling out Twit cars. And
Oh, God. TWR, man, we are rocking out with Spit Raw, man. All right, so when we come back, we're going to go jump into some more music off of Lost and Found right here with Spit, man. When we come back, TWR.
Raise my hands to the sky and beg for forgiveness. I should have been involved, should have cared, should have listened, should have been there, should have been your big brother. Cause it's a cold world and I'll never get another chance to make it right. Doug, I really missed you, I hurt you a lot. I never really meant to treat you like shit, so I'm begging for a chance to show you that I love you, so thank you in advance. It's a cold, cold world, I'm feeling all alone. Lost my whole album, written on my phone. See, this track was for my brother, had to start it over. Now I'm letting pain drip from this pen to this folder. See, I miss my little brother. I hope that he forgives me. I just want to say that he's the reason for me living. See, I was suicidal and going through depression. I was outspoken and filled with aggression. My brother kept it in. Guess he figured why I bother. We both lost a mother, but he also lost his father. Had a lot of hatred for his dad. Could you blame me? It's a true story, but it's more like a painting. Y'all thinking I be tripping when I'm ranting and raving. Had no father figure, so I had to fucking raise me. Didn't understand why he acted like he did. I guess it was the fact that we both were still kids. I raised my hands to the sky and begged for forgiveness. I should have been involved, should have cared, should have listened, should have been there, should have been your big brother. Cause it's a cold world and I'll never get another chance to make it right. Doug, I really missed you, I hurt you a lot. I never really meant to treat you like shit, so I'm begging for a chance to show you that I love you, so thank you in advance. You're so far away, I wish you'd come home. This isn't good enough, just talking on the phone. I miss playing games, sitting in my room, waking up early, watching cartoons. Those were the days, I'm just sitting and reflecting. I see a little you in my daughter's reflection. Speaking of your niece, you know she really wants to see you, but don't wait too long, cause I wouldn't want to be you. She's a lot like you, but she's outspoken. She won't hesitate to say you left her heart broken. You chose your path, I won't tell you how to live, cause it's a fucked up situation that we're in. You can come to me, I will never ever judge you. In your time of need, I wanna be the one you run to. Put your trust in me, I won't steer you wrong. If you think I ever will, please listen to this song. I raise my hands to the sky and beg for forgiveness. I should've been involved, should've cared, should've listened, should've been there, should've been your big brother. Cause it's a cold world and I'll never get another chance to make it right.
Doug, I really missed you. I hurt you a lot. I never really meant to treat you like shit. So I'm begging for a chance to show you that I love you. So thank you in advance. Trying to live life on some grown man shit. But now I understand that I was acting like a bitch. I should have been there for my brother more often. I often reflect on the fact I almost lost him. Still smell smoke, thoughts never go away. Had to skip a line, tears dripping on his page. Have to get this off my chest, there is no other way. Have to find a silver lining through unbearable pain. Lost my mind in 9-5, that's 15 years. New Orleans levees couldn't even handle these tears. I'm just glad me and my brother are getting along. See, this is from the heart, it's just written this song. Lil' bro, I'll always love you, that's without a doubt. I will always be there from this point out. I will always have your back, you can rest easy. I put that on my daughter, trust me, believe me. I raise my hands to the sky and beg for forgiveness. I should have been involved, should have cared, should have listened, should have been there, should have been your big brother. Cause it's a cold world and I'll never get another chance to make it right. Doug, I really missed you, I hurt you a lot. I never really meant to treat you like shit. So I'm begging for a chance to show you that I love you. So thank you in advance.
And now, folks, we're gonna take you down to New Orleans, Louisiana. Dig it.
So you know this is some hot shit. Ew, that's my word, man. No matter the circumstance, no matter what I'm doing, I keep it moving like the third hand. So just watch how I smash it with no sweat. My shit's funky like old people with bad breath. Let's get it in, my nigga, I body all of them. Any rapper out, I'll outperform all of them. This is my place, and I'm a high grade. And I'm not a new buck, I'm smoother than suede. So don't rain on my parade, cause then I might fade. But even then I still shine, got the crowd so amazed. Like, give you what you need and whatever you into. Lyrics reporting live for Underdog
Central. Now tell the niggas hands up, with it, baby, man, up with it. When you hear it, you be wildin' like an idiot. Get them rubber bands up with it, put your grants up with it. Now everybody knowin' who out here killin' it. Nigga, we some idiots. Man, are you serious? Nigga, we some idiots. Yo, are you serious? Nigga, we some idiots. Man, are you serious? Nigga, we some idiots. Man, are you serious? My niggas, we some idiots.
We match raps.
Still win both times. Cocaine, dope lines. Magic when it's showtime. Follow the flow. GPS needs to go rhymes. On the highway I drive. Ignore the cosigns. They be on the screen. I don't watch no time. Brain blown out of the Chevy. I call it no mind. On your stoner shit now. You are Ricky Williams. Ran out of N.O. Told you that we don't feel you. Me and my son hit hard. Cecil and Prince Fielder. Keeping truck and diesel engine. I'm an 18-wheeler. If we talking about rhymes, you won't find none realer. I'm out here hotter than July, you guys is like Thriller. All white kicks, white teeth, look like a dealer. Suck the life out of these beasts, why they call me killer. Lyra, and don't none of y'all wanna come through kill. Who kick shit like I know?
Hit the road of this nigga, hugged up with ghosts, hustle venom. Poison this rock, this how I react whenever I send them. Never think twice, consequences, I'm living this terror. Reflections of my soul, so look like smoke in the mirrors. Are you serious? Me and my squadies live like we Indians. Popeye, I'm selling the gram. I'm on my spinach shit. Strong omen like I'm 6 foot full of scud. Trying to bury my character. I rose from the mud. Nigga, welcome to the barnyard. Been a mixture of these shits. So patiently waiting. They kept a nigga blazing. Now who won't feel that pucker, pucker? Play my lottery. Yo, lucky day, motherfucker. I stick to the strip like AKs with clips to the dick. You like some white and brown elk, nigga, you make me sick. Fun with balls, so still perfecting my skills. I'm still in the streets with niggas that's itching to kill. Last hope of my hood's
so they taking orders. I'm black and ashy, pot of beignets from out their quarters. Money in the bank, put these bills on my ass. I'm a douchebag, nigga, don't fuck with the scallywags. I fuck with the twerkers, not the twerkettes. Subwoofer flow, fill a bitch up in your chest. Yes, the kid blessed, but it's more plans to be laid out. I architect my structure, stop from the ground up, nigga.
I tell them niggas hands up, with it, baby, man, up with it. When you hear it, you be wildin' like an idiot. Get them rubber bands up with it, put your grands up with it. Now everybody knowin' who out here killin' it. Nigga, we some idiots. Man, are you serious? Nigga, we some idiots. Yo, are you serious? Nigga, we some idiots. Man, are you serious? Nigga, we some idiots. And are you serious? My niggas, we some idiots.
Yeah, man, we are back, man. TWR, about to put a close on the show. Like to give a special shout out to Spit Rock coming through, checking us out, man, being the first interview.
Appreciate it, man. It's a good look.
No doubt, man. Being the first interview on the new session of TWR, man. This will be an every week thing, every Wednesday, 7 p.m. Next week, we not telling y'all. I'm not telling y'all who going to be on next week, basically because you will know mid-week. If you follow me on Twitter, just stay tuned to that. Minor D Francis. Check me out, NoLineRadio.com, man. Stay tuned because got this fire reggae show that come on right after us called Reggae Mood. So if you're a reggae fan, we getting you ready for Thursday. If you know about the Blue Nile on Thursdays, you know about that reggae night. So we just getting y'all ready with Reggae Moods. So y'all stay tuned for that, man. But Spit Raw, thank you for coming on the show. Contacts on Spit Raw. Y'all can holler at him on Facebook, facebook.com/Spit Raw. Twitter.com/Spit Raw. I suggest y'all follow. Don't bitch and complain if he don't follow you back. Just follow, shut the fuck up, and enjoy. SoundCloud.com/Spit Raw. Magnificent pin stroke that you can write on toilet tissue.
My penmanship is magnificent.
Well, we're gonna have to make it drop real quick. That nigga just, the music just gonna drop like this. Boom. You can write on toilet tissue. When you see him, he might have a beverage in his hand. 50% of the time.
9 times out of 10, it would not be full of carbon or anything like that. It would be like a lot of alcohol in it.
He is Spit Raw McGraw, the most interesting angry man in New Orleans. Oh, God, that's going to be a new segment. Who knows? All right, anyways, you got anybody you want to shout out real quick, man?
Yeah, look, shout out to the Hunt Studios, first and foremost, my brother Doug, EV Cass, Ike, all the people. Matter of fact, shout out to everybody that I shouted out on my outro. That's who I fuck with. Like, shout out to, the Element Movement, Go DJs, shout out to Tiger Woods, shout out to everybody that's on Twitter that's following me that's not assholes like me. Let's shout out all of the people. Shout out to everybody that's enjoying life. Shout out to my family that don't support me. Shout out to my family that do support me. Shout out to my brother, my mother, my daughter, my ex. Shout out to my future. Shout out to everybody that just listens to me, everybody that really just holds my opinion valuable and thinks that my shit sounds better than theirs.
That's
shout out to all.
And don't forget, the replay will be on the Podomatic page. Just go to NoLineRadio.com. Click the TWR tab at the far top left of the internet screen, and boom, head to the Podomatic page. Or if you want to go there direct, just go to TigerWoodsRadio.podomatic.com. I have to say Tiger Woods Radio, even though it's TWR, because I'm taking the WWE route. You know what it means? There's no point saying the whole goddamn thing. With that being said, man, big shout out to Spit Raw coming through. Next week, we will have another show. Don't forget, every Wednesday, exclusively on NoLineRadio.com. We will be back, TWR, back in full effect. On behalf of Spit Raw, I am D. Francis, CEO of No Line Radio, and the host of TWR, Game Royce. Take us home. We'll check y'all out next week. Y'all always go hard and always hustle. What do you think?
Keep on trying. You can never hold me down.
You can't hold me.
You can never hold me down.
You can't hold me.
You can never hold me down.
You can't hold me.
You can't hold me.
This is Dope Boy Music, American Dream. We let them choppers sing like that little nigga Dream. No auto-tune unless I'm tuning out the barrel. Flying through your barrel. Camaro. I had him shook like Coats on Reggie Bush. With that 4-5 pro, had to beg him to let me push. I used to get my ass whooped for listening to Spice One. On the court, game point, fade away, nice one. Same court where the fiends get their wife from. Hustle till the night come, crouch down low. With a pocket full of money, shooting dice in my white ones. Roll another 7 off the knife on my white ones. I had a jumper. Plus I was pumping, my pops was both gangsters. Any drama, I was slumping. How the fuck you think I got the name Game? Same way the Lakers got all them fucking rings. Hustling,
hustling, championship ring, hustling. Never four straight king, hustling.
My mom's worked the graveyard shift, she was busting it, but I was at home straight hustling. Had two brothers, niggas didn't fuck with them. They was like, that's our little brother, don't fuck with him. They shot them both, so I was like, fuck it then. Called up the homies, I'm ready. Nigga, jump me in. Hopped in the G-Ride, same one the pump be in. I'm about to do these niggas worse than Colombians. And I ain't hopping out the car like Trey did. I'm turning off the lights and pulling up like say, kid.
Hustling, championship ring, hustling. Metaphor street king, hustling. Drop top chain swing hustling.
It was a cold day.
I got a deep anonymous bottomless pit depth of my psyche. Bank full of was stitched on the left of my Nikes. Blank man, fill me in, but you would never sum me up. There would never be another question mark like me. I don't gang bang shit, I'm just mag blazing. I got them dimes like a bad Asian. I got them nicks like some bad shaving. I lied, I'm with the gang bang. She say she with it, I'm at a door like I'm red flag. I go with Sigs where you come with kids. So I hope you run, youngest son, under dig. So long live crime, long kiss bye. I'm a Rottweiler, I am truly hot lava. Had your pops hollering the wrong kid died. Turn him into Dewey Cox father. I age better than suede leather. The winner and the fall, dope man. Fuck the talk, let's agree that I ain't the Pac-Man in Mayweather. Got bitches chasing dick, I feel like hanging out. Shit, take them wit, snap my fingers, make them sit. You roll around with a pack of niggas. You got the click, Mel Gibson, wish for rapist bitch. He got the cops around him. I'm rocking like a crackhead mama. Chicken in the crib, baby in the oven. That basically means she laying in some hot surroundings. Crazy is the governing, shady is the covenant. Come with immaculate concepts like nobody birthed me. I treat the game like Rick James did Charlie Murphy. I'm in my slaughterhouse, Thurman troop armor suit. All you clones trying to form a group. Only Jones is you keeping up with. It's orange juice.